G'day, welcome to Partakers Think Spot. Let's go over to Jim and Joy and discover what they are sharing with us today.
Is the church failing single parents? God's plan is for a man and a woman to meet, marry, have kids, and stay together till death do we part. For many reasons, this model works best. Studies show that children thrive better in a loving home where mommy and daddy are committed to each other. Life, which we all know is not easy, is easier when there are two parents to share the load. As Christians, we have been called by God, by our Lord, to set the example, to show the world that marriages can last 50 years and be blessed, joyful, full of romance and fun. It doesn't always happen. We live in a culture where divorce is rampant. We live in a time when women get pregnant before they get married. There are a lot of single moms out there, a lot of single dads too. The singleness happens for a variety of reasons. Each single parent has a story. Maybe mom was raped. Maybe dad is a widower. Maybe mom did everything right. She got married. And then dad, for whatever reason, abandoned his family. Or maybe mom was the one that abandoned the family. Maybe they are a military family and mom or dad was transferred and deployed. What is the church doing to reach out to single parents, to make us feel just as welcome, loved, valuable as everyone else? Sadly, not nearly enough. Too often the single parent is judged. The single parent feels like he or she is walking around with a scarlet letter. We are the lower class of the church. We see the looks. We hear the whispers. We strive to fit in, but we don't. We don't go to the couples classes, but we are parents, so we don't feel like we fit in with the childless singles. Then there is the service. We sit alone, surrounded by two-parent families. We are doing our best to teach our kids to sit quietly and be proper worshipers. What do we do when our toddler needs to use the restroom? Do we make the others come with us and disrupt everyone around us? Or do we leave them and hope that they behave? Logistics are hard when there's just one parent and multiple young kids. We'd love to come to midweek Bible studies, but our budget is tight and affording a sitter is a luxury. There are easy fixes the church can do to be the church to single parents. Be friendly. Don't judge. Take the time to get to know us. Ask us our story. Chances are we haven't had many people take the time to listen. If you do, you will probably find out that we are not harlots. Even if we did choose to have sex outside of marriage and we have a child, that does not give you a right to judge and treat us differently. You sin too. Jesus went to the cross for you too. Remember, Jesus told us that if you are without sin, then you can cast the first stone. Just love us. Have a Sunday school class for parents or even just for single parents. Meet our needs. We want to grow in our relationship with Jesus. We want our kids to grow up to love Jesus. To do that, we need to have our spiritual needs met. We need to be fed. We need a safe place where we can share our lives with others. That is what Sunday school should be. If you offer midweek services or Bible studies, offer free childcare. Celebrate the single parent. They are doing something that is very hard for married couples, and single parents are doing it alone. We love our kids, but our job is often without praise. We are hesitant about simple things like Mother's or Father's Day. We feel weird buying something for ourselves. So help us out and take our kids to do that. Buy mom a pizza once in a while to share with the kids and have a picnic with them. Take dad and the kids fishing. The church exists to show Jesus to the world, to lift up and encourage believers. Look beyond the situations and see the soul. See what Jesus sees and love as Jesus loves. Let's do better for our single parents. Let's be their safe, loving, helpful place. Let's end the judgment and be Jesus to them. How is your church doing? How are you doing? Remember, God loves you. God loves me, and God wants each of us to share His love with others. Thank you for your time.
Thanks for listening. Come back to Partakers, www.partakers.co.uk, where every day there is something added to help you in your life as a Christian disciple. Thank you.